You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of An Englishman in the Balkans, which for me is an unusual episode. Why? Because I'm sat out on the slopes of Mount Hume, about 850 metres above sea level, not a cloud in the sky, just after 9 o'clock in the morning, and the birds are singing. The sun is beating down on my back. I've been trying to find some shade where I can sit down and record this episode.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans, the podcast that will introduce you to Bosnia and Herzegovina, that heart-shaped but much misunderstood country in the Western Balkans. I'm David Petrinovich Bailey, and I'm inviting you to join me as we explore this beautiful country from a unique perspective. In each episode, I'll share my personal experiences and insights as an immigrant living in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and together we'll peel back the layers and uncover the true essence of this often misunderstood nation. But it's not just about me. I'll also be introducing you to some of the incredible people I've met along the way, sharing their stories, their passions, and their perspectives, giving us a deeper understanding of this captivating land. From the vibrant towns and cities to the picturesque countryside, we'll embark on a journey to discover the rich culture, history, and traditions of the country. We'll visit and immerse ourselves in the lively festivals, taste mouth-watering cuisine, and explore the hidden gems that make this area so extraordinary. Through thoughtful conversations, engaging anecdotes, and a genuine love for this place I now call home, An Englishman in the Balkans offers a fresh perspective on the life in this enchanting corner of the world. So, whether you're a travel enthusiast, a culture junkie, or simply curious about life in the Balkans, this podcast is for you. Join me as we uncover the beauty, the diversity, and the untold stories of Bosnia and Herzegovina. Subscribe now and get ready for an adventure like no other.
There are moments in life that seem quite ordinary at the time. A conversation over coffee, a casual invitation, a suggestion that you almost ignore because it sounds like one more thing to fit into an already busy world. And then, years later, you look back and realize that a small decision quietly changed the shape of your life. And this is one of those stories. It's the story of how a simple invitation led me and Tamara to discover a hiking club in Zenica, a club that would become part of our lives, a club where, as far as anyone can tell, I became the first foreign member. A few years ago, we had a group of engineering specialists staying in our holiday apartment near Laktashi. They were working on an installation project nearby and needed somewhere to stay for a period of time. And as often happens in Bosnia, people didn't remain strangers for very long. Conversations developed, coffee was shared, stories were exchanged, and one of the men was called Senad. Now, Senad happened to be a member of a hiking club connected with Zenica. He lives near Zenica. Tamara had always enjoyed the idea of hiking. She loves being in the outdoors. She certainly loves nature. And she had often talked about becoming involved with a group of like-minded people. And one day, Senad made a suggestion. Why don't you come to Zenica? Why don't you come and meet some of the members of my hiking club? Simple as that. No pressure, no sales pitch, just an invitation. Now, if you've lived in Bosnia for any length of time, you'll know the invitations here are often different from invitations elsewhere. In some countries, an invitation can be a polite formality, something people say without really expecting you to turn up. Bosnia isn't always like that. When somebody invites you, they often genuinely mean it. And if you do turn up, they'll make sure you're looked after. So we decided to go. We drove to Zenica, not really knowing what to expect. Were we going to meet a few hikers? Would it be a formal thing? Would we fit in? Would I spend the day standing awkwardly on the edge of conversations trying to work out what was happening? I'm still trying to get a grasp of local language, by the way. And me? I had absolutely no idea. But what happened next is one of those memories that remains crystal clear. We ended up at a gathering beside the River Bosnia, not in a restaurant or a meeting room, but a beautiful riverside location surrounded by nature. The sort of place you might never find if somebody local didn't take you there. We were rowed across the River Bosna, which was quite amazing. And on the other side was this makeshift shelter with a barbecue and music, tables, laughter, and there were people talking, eating, joking, and catching up. Some have known each other for absolutely decades. And there we were, complete newcomers.
If you're enjoying these stories from Bosnia and Herzegovina and would like to help David continue making them, you can support the podcast through Buy Me a Coffee. As a thank you, you will also receive a complimentary paid subscription to Coffee and Rakı on Substack, where David shares additional stories, reflections, and photographs from life here in Bosnia. There's no obligation, of course. Just listening means a great deal. Now, let's get back to today's story.
Now, one of the things I've learned during my years in Bosnia and Herzegovina is that hospitality can be extraordinary. Not hospitality as a business transaction, not hospitality because somebody feels obliged, but genuine hospitality, the kind that makes you feel comfortable within minutes, the kind that says, hey, you're welcome here. And that's exactly how it felt that day. Nobody treated us like outsiders. Nobody seemed concerned that I was British. Nobody seemed interested in where I came from or how different I might be. What mattered was that we'd come, and that was enough. People introduced themselves, more food appeared, coffee came out as well, and so, so many stories. And before long, it felt less like attending an event and more like sitting amongst old friends. And something clicked. I think both Tamara and I felt it. There was something about the atmosphere, about the people, about the simplicity of it all. There was absolutely no competition, no status, and definitely no need to impress anyone. Just people who enjoyed walking, being out in nature, having a friendship, and spending time outdoors. The older I get, it seems, the more I value places like that. Places where people can simply be themselves. And somewhere during that evening, without either of us saying it out loud, something clicked. We knew we'd be back. The first hike we went on wasn't a dramatic mountain expedition, with no heroic achievements. I can't say there were any epic adventures, but it was an enjoyable day outdoors, walking through the forests, up, well, I would say mountains, they would say hills, along tracks and paths, stopping for conversation, or more for me, getting my breath back, stopping for photographs, and I did promise myself I was going to fly my drone, but never really got it out of my backpack, and stopping for those all-important water breaks. What I discovered was that hiking wasn't really about hiking, at least not entirely. It is about community, and the walking simply provides the excuse. Now, over the last year, we've been here quite often to attend events. We've got to know more people. Names become familiar. Faces become friends. When I arrive, for example, everybody's giving me a big hug, and it really, really is quite emotional in a way. We've shared stories, we've shared experiences, and somewhere along the way, I became, apparently, the club's first foreign member. Now, I don't mention that because it's important. It isn't really. Because, in fact, most of the time, I forget about it. But I do think it's symbolic of something, not about me, but about the country, about Bosnia. Because nobody sat down and discussed whether a foreigner should join. Nobody formed a committee. Nobody debated the issue. Everybody here simply accepted me as another member. And that says, at least for me, a great deal. When people think about hiking, they often think about physical fitness, fresh air, exercise, beautiful views. Yes, all of those things do matter, especially as we get older, especially for me as I get older. But I think the greatest gift has been something else, belonging. Not belonging in some grand political sense, not belonging because of documents or residence permits, but belonging because people know your name. They're pleased to see you. They save you a seat at the table. Somebody asks how you've been, because your absence would be noticed. And those things matter more than we sometimes realise. From our small holiday apartment upstairs, that group of engineers, who, by the way, are now even better friends, the conversations that Tamara had with Senad, and that invitation to give it a try, and that first drive to Zenica. That's all. Just a handful of small events. Yet here we are, a year later, hiking, meeting friends, discovering places we might otherwise never have seen. Life often changes through the smallest of doors, doesn't it? You rarely know you're walking through one at the time. It's only later you realise where it led. And for me, one of those doors opened beside the River Bosna. around a barbecue amongst a group of hikers who welcomed two newcomers as though they'd always belonged. And perhaps that's one of the reasons Bosnia continues to feel so much like home. Now, on that first night at that barbecue, at the side of the river, as more rakia and wine and pivo was being consumed, the guys there were singing Sevda songs. Sevda is the traditional music of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And in a way, it was like a mini Welsh choir. All the men were in tune, and it was just quite emotional. And then one of the men asks Tamara where in Bosnia she came from. It was that first meeting, after all. And she said, I'm a Banja Lučanka, which is, I'm a girl from Banja Luka. And then the guys, the locals, started singing this very emotional song about Banja Luka, which is a traditional Sevda song for the country. And considering, with all the modern-day politics about Bosnia and Herzegovina, Tamara comes from the opposite entity from where we were. And they decided to sing Banja Luka, which I thought was absolutely amazing and so wonderful that they did that. Thanks for listening to this episode. Until next time, wherever you are in the world, do take care and perhaps say yes to the next invitation that comes your way. You never know where it might lead. And if you can subscribe, share, like, leave a comment, that would be wonderful. And before I say vidimo se opet, see you again, this is the song Banja Luka. I'll see you soon.
Ona se po Aman, Aman, Dave.